Sports Chat with Sarge and Scott on KINX 102.7.
Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us right here on KINX 102.7. Jim Sargent along with Scott Mass joining you. Want to say thank you to ProBuild. Of course, from start to finish, ProBuild is here. They sponsor our Sports Chat program. And Scott, we've got a lot of things to talk about as we wrap up 2016, start headed into 2017. One of the things I wanted to kick it off with, and we'll have a chance to visit with Anthony and Isaac Howard in a little bit, but last night, the Argos, Lady Argos, they get a tough-fought win as they ended up picking the win over Calgary, which, by the way, is a pretty good basketball program. And I think Coach Bill had to be happy with his performance last night because he had a lot of kids that got to play, and they came from, I believe, at least 16 points down and come back and got the victory last night.
Well, good morning, Sarge. It was a great night for the University of Great Falls basketball program yesterday, played against the University of Calgary team, which is down here. You know, we don't know much about the Canadian teams compared to our Frontier Conference, but let me tell you, they had some ball players and really tested both the Argos and the Lady Argos, and both of our teams, who are having fine seasons, came away with victories, very close games. The men, as you mentioned, they were up by 16, 17 early in the second half and kind of had to stave off a rally by Calgary, managed to do that. The women, Bill Himmelberg's team, which is 14th ranked among NAIA squads and only lost twice all season in games that were not exhibition games, they were down 18 in the first half. It looked to me like they had no chance of coming back and rallied in the second half. Of course, they've got some fine players, Steph McDonough and several other players in the backcourt. Nika Nadi's a veteran player, a small forward, and then Dara Huertas-Vining is a slick point guard, and when you've got good guards, Sarge, you're never out of a game. And
yeah, I love the fact the way that Coach Bill had both of his twin towers in there a lot last night, you know, with Kalani Ulafale and, of course, Whitney. They are just so tough. I don't know if I could play basketball against Kalani because she is very physical.
Well, she is. Yeah. That's right. Whitney George, I'm very impressed with her, the senior from Wyoming who's really been a tower of power there for the UGF women. She had four or five block shots again yesterday. And,
yeah.
You know, both her and Kalani are not the first options scoring-wise for the Lady Argos, but they're there when they need to be. And defense is so important. You get into the Frontier Conference now, and every possession is going to really matter.
Of course, they got a big match coming up here, their game against Montana State University Northern. That will really kind of get the Frontier Conference underway. You talk about the two losses. The girls lost to LC State, which is a tremendous program. And in my mind, somewhat of an upset, they lost to Montana Tech after their trip where they came back from Tennessee. And I think maybe UGF got a little eye-opener right there.
Yeah, I think, well, it's not easy on the road in the Frontier. There's no doubt about it. And the UGF women lost their first two conference games of the year a few weeks ago when they hit the road, but now they're back home. And a week from tonight, Sarge, is going to be a big night at McLaughlin Center. We've got Montana State Northern coming in with fine men's and women's teams. Their men's team lost its first game of the year just last night up in Canada to the University of Lethbridge. I think they're 11-12-1, something like that. And the MSU women are also very, very strong. And that'll be a fun doubleheader at McLaughlin Center. I think the women's game is 5:30 and the men at 7:30.
Yeah, that'll come up, and we'll have that, of course, here. We will talk to the head coach from the University of Great Falls, as Anthony will be in here in a little bit. Also, we're looking forward to talking maybe a little bit of hockey action because that's going to be underway here. We've got hockey coming your way tomorrow and Saturday in the Electric City, and we will be giving away a couple of tickets for that as our good buddy Randy Bogdan has those over there to get you up to that contest. Also, we've got a big rodeo coming up here that we want to touch on real quick with the Montana PRCA Circuit Final coming to town, and we've got great cowboys and cowgirls coming in again this year, don't we?
Yeah, that's the second weekend in January, Sarge. Friday, Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock as the Montana Circuit determines its year-end champions for the 2016 season. The top 15 cowboys and barrel racers in each event who have qualified via earnings at circuit rodeos throughout the summer will be here, and several of them are familiar names that were just in Las Vegas last week. And, of course, the top one that many folks know about is our cutbank roper, Dustin Bird, who just about won two championship saddles in Las Vegas. He finished very high in both the all-around and the team roping, and he'll be here We've also got Lisa Lockhart coming, the Wolf Point native who grew up in Circle. She's been over in the Badlands Circuit in South Dakota where she lives now for many years, and she's coming. She's back in the Montana Circuit. She'll be here, and she's coming off an average championship at the NFR, so that's going to be very exciting.
Chad Johnson, looking for him coming down from a cut bank, another great one, of course. And one that's coming in, I had a chance to visit with, was Lindsay Cruz, and she reminded me of last year. She had just lost her horse just 3 days prior to the actual event, and so very sad moments for her.
Well, Lindsay won the circuit championship last year, as her husband did, Jesse, you know, the former world champion here from Great Falls, and the first time ever that, you know, husband-wife team won circuit championships, you know, the same year, and a lot of thrills in the building with those two, and Lindsay will be back. Jesse hasn't been competing this year. You know, he had knee surgery last year right after the circuit finals, and there were some bad repercussions from that, and he wasn't able to ride. There's some talk that he might be able to. Of course, he's had some bad hip trouble, too, over the years, but you can't ever take away that world championship from that kid. He's a great cowboy, and he's also a fine roper. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the arena roping here down the road.
Oh, when Lindsay touched about Jesse, said that he's really going to try to hit it hard next year and get right back in the saddle and see if they can't compete back here in Montana. So we're looking forward to it. And, of course, we'll have all kinds of coverage from that. We've got more coming up here in just a little bit. Now 11 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We do want to take a break and hear a word from our friends ProBuild as they continue to show great support for us here on Sports Chat. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
This is Sergeant Philip Freed of the Montana Highway Patrol. Now through the new year, law enforcement agencies in Montana are on high alert for impaired drivers during the drive sober or get pulled over crackdown. In your community and across the state, we are working extra shifts to arrest impaired drivers. Don't be one of them. Keep the joy in your holiday. Plan ahead for a sober ride. Along with the Montana Department of Transportation, our vision is zero deaths and zero injuries on Montana roads, so everyone can celebrate.
This is a reminder. A reminder that the weather is changing, and with it, the condition of the roads. So Big O Tires wants you to know the best way to prepare is by installing a set of winter tires with deeper tread and specially compounded rubber. So be ready for whatever cold has in store by stopping in today for winter tires and a free cold weather car check. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
6 months, same as cash OAC, next to Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us right here. It is Sports Chat on a Thursday morning, now 13 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Thank you so much to ProBuild. From start to finish, they have it. Scott Manch is here with the Great Falls Tribune, and, of course, lots of great articles coming out here. I'm sure you're going to do a year in review, talk about some of that stuff that's going on this year. And I love the coverage that you had with Dave Dickinson here just a couple days ago.
Right. Talked to David for a feature story here last week, of course. David, the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, coming off that Grey Cup loss. He didn't want to talk about that one too much.
I'm sure.
But he's coach of the year up there in his first year in Canada. And we do have some big stories coming this weekend, Sarge. In Saturday's newspaper, we'll have a look back at all the top stories that made headlines throughout Central Montana throughout the past year. And that's always a fun one to kind of look back. And man, we had all kinds of stuff to talk about. And then Sunday, I've got two stories coming, one looking ahead to the Montana State Bobcats football season for 2017, and another one looking at the Grizzlies 2017 season. I had conversations with the head coach, so you don't want to miss those either.
And, of course, we really haven't talked about that, but obviously the basketball teams at both of our colleges in Bozeman and Missoula are still in action as they wrap up 2017.
Well, they start the new Big Sky Conference schedule tonight.
Yeah.
The men are home playing Weber State, the Cats get Weber State, the Grizzlies will be home up there in Missoula against Idaho State. The women's teams also begin their Big Sky Conference slates today. They're on the road, and so they both will play games Thursday and Saturday. The games in Missoula and in Bozeman will be afternoon games on New Year's Eve, and so that'll be interesting to see how they fare. You know, both. I really expect the Bobcat women who are defending Big Sky regular season champs to be right in the hunt again. The Montana women, you know, as you know, everybody knows, have had some terrible injury troubles and are starting as many as four freshmen. So they probably, for the first time in a long time, won't be a factor in the league race. But on the men's side, you've got the Grizzlies, and they'll be among, I think, four or five teams right in the hunt. And the Bobcats can't count them out because they've got probably the best player in the league in Tyler Hall.
Good player, and of course, if you don't make it to the games, you can catch them here on Star Radio. We've got the Bobcats on this side, and we'll have the Grizzlies over on Fox Sports. Also coming up this weekend, as we touched on just a little bit ago, we do have hockey in town. The Great Falls Americans will join us, and we have a chance to visit with the head coach from the Americans. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, so how you doing?
I am good. Talk about your season a little bit. How's it been going?
Good. Well, we're just coming off a break. You know, I think we've only lost three games in regulation, you know, all year, and we're coming off a pretty impressive streak where, you know, I think we've won almost 10 of our last 10. I mean, we lost in a shootout at the showcase there recently, but we put together a pretty good stretch right before the break. We kind of stumbled a lot of those games we lost, two right off the bat the first 2 weeks of the season, And you know, we're, I think, 5 points back, 6 points back of first place. So we're definitely in a good position, you know, coming off the holiday break and heading into, you know, this kind of home stretch as we look towards the postseason.
Jeff, highlight some of your players that are playing well for you this year and, you know, just kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, just who is some of the standouts there.
Yeah, well, you know, our leading scorer this year is a defenseman, which is unique. His name's Danny O'Donnell. He's a 20-year-old. 6'3", you know, 195 pounds, skates very well, runs the power play. Like, he's just been awesome. He probably plays 35 minutes a game, and handles it extremely well. And he does a great job. He's been spectacular. He's a first year player for us. We got him from Canada, from last year. And then also Tanner Congdon, rookie of the year last year, has been exceptional, and Brennan Jester, and Tegan Harrington, really our entire first line has been just spectacular. And I think they've been one of the better first lines in the league and they're a threat anytime they're on the ice. And it's been nice to have that. And then also our penalty kill is the best in the league. I mean, it's 93%. I think it's the best percentage we've ever had. And so it's been good to be able to have different personnel. Like, we have a very, very good group, hard-working group, and good goaltending too. Nick Mast, who plays, I think he played 40 games in the North American League, a level above us last year, you know, he's with us this year and just has been lights out in top 10 in goaltending in the league too. So, you know, it's kind of nice when you have some good defensemen, a pretty good first line, and obviously a good goaltender. I think it gives you a chance to win really any night. So,
Jeff, good morning, Scott Mantz here. You know,
hey, Scott.
I know you're you were in the Twin Cities back in your home country for this showcase, and
I was.
Did you run up against real good teams there, Jeff? Do you feel like that was good for your squad?
We did, and you know, in years past, they haven't seeded the tournament. They've kind of scheduled it early, I think, to help with travel. But we actually, I think there's eight divisions across the entire country in our league, spanning from the East Coast all the way to the Frontier League where we're at, or the Frontier Division, and we were placed against first or second place teams in other divisions, and so you know that was great. You know, we saw some good hockey teams, and I mean, I think the first team we played, they've got, I think, the three leading scorers in the entire league and a pretty good team, and another team from New Jersey we saw, and then Peoria, Illinois, and yeah, they're all great teams. And I think, you know, we were happy that they did it that year. I think last year we went and I think we played a last place team and another team, and so just to kind of benchmark, all right, cool, where are we at in comparison to other divisions right now, and kind of, do we have a good hockey team, you know, and just kind of trying to feel out that whole situation. But I'm extremely pleased with how that went. You know, and even the last game, losing in a shootout, I think we could have had that game too. And so, yeah, I'm very pleased.
Well, Jeff, this is your fifth season, and you're coming off back-to-back Frontier Division championships and Silver Cup appearances. Now, this year, do you feel like your team is as good as ever? Right now, you look at the standings. Yellowstone's in first place. They've got 47 points. They've only lost two games all year. And then Gillette, Wyoming, is 20-5. They've got 41 points tied with us. We've got 18 victories, three regular losses, as you mentioned earlier. Jeff, do you feel like our team can challenge for another championship this season?
I do, and I think it's all about putting yourself in a position to get to the postseason in the first half and really now pushing and growing as a team. And I think to see the small growth I've seen on a week-to-week basis turn into what I think is a pretty good hockey team, and it's a different hockey team. You never have the same type of hockey team every single year, but you know I think that we're as capable as we ever have been, and you know we made some big trades the last probably 2 months and put ourselves in a good spot personnel wise, and it's definitely exciting. I mean I think we're playing well. We have a good group, good leadership. Our staff has done a phenomenal job getting these guys ready, and really we've got, you know, 20 plus games in the home stretch to really fine-tune them, and then really anything can happen. I think that's all you can ask for is putting yourself in a spot to get it done, and I certainly feel optimistic about our opportunity. But Yellowstone's a good club. I mean, Gillette's a good club. You know, it's not easy. It gets harder every year, but it's exciting. I think we have a great hockey team.
Of course, those are two Wyoming teams, right, Jeff? Yellowstone's in Cody, Wyoming?
Yeah, yep.
And Gillette, Wyoming, it's a little bit different for avid hockey fans here in Great Falls, because Helena is not up there at the top, and Billings is having kind of a rough season, Jeff.
They are, yeah. I mean, the local rivalries that we've had in the last couple of years, you know, they haven't been what they've been. But with that comes new, and Yellowstone's been a phenomenal rivalry. We see them four times in the second half of the year, and so, you know, four of the six total times we've played them during the season, and that's been fun. I mean, we had a great battle with them last year, and you know I wish there was some closer things going on, but at the same time, you know, it's fun. It changes every year. You just kind of find ways to keep things fun and interesting, and you know I think that'll be a good four games that we play Cody there.
This is a very big weekend at the Iceplex. I think on Friday night the Great Falls Americans High School program is having an alumni game there. Brett Berryman's always instrumental in lining that up. That's Friday night. And then Saturday night, New Year's Eve, you got Missoula rolling into town for a New Year's Eve show, and that ought to be interesting, Jeff.
It's exciting. I've been on the road for New Year's Eve, I think, the last 4 years. I think this is the first one, so I get to stay home for once. But, yeah, no, it's going to be exciting. I mean, we're just 10, 11 days on the break. Like, we practiced yesterday. You know, for the first time coming back, getting everyone back in the town. We're just excited. You know, it was a good break. We look refreshed, and truthfully, you know, Missoula's a great hockey team. So I think to have a nice, you know, series coming up here this weekend, I mean, we're just ready to get back after it.
Puck drops at 7:30 on Saturday, and Jeff, it's kind of too bad you've got to be with your squad up in Havre Friday night, or maybe you could suit up in this alumni game and show these young kids a few things.
I'm not sure if I qualify being a transplant player, but
right.
It would be fun. I'm not sure what I could do anymore, but, you know.
Hey, tell us about your family. You've got two young sons, Christian and Preston. I'm not sure about their ages, but I bet they're already firing pucks at the net.
Yeah, they are. We skated a bunch during the break. So Christian just turned 4. He's a Christmas Eve baby. So we had a fun celebration. We stayed here in Great Falls. It was awesome. And Preston turned 2 in August, and he's starting to skate now. And Megan is a small business owner here in town and busy with that. And we're just, we got a lot going on in Great Falls. We definitely like it here a lot. And, you know, and we're happy to be here, and yeah, so it's been fun. It's a great situation.
I know that coaches don't like to look ahead, Jeff, but Sarge and I, we like to look ahead. We're looking at that Silver Cup. Where is that again? Is that in the Chicago area? And
It is.
Yeah, how do you qualify for that again, Jeff?
So this year, it was a little different. There, you know, we would have qualified regardless because we won the division last year, but they had a wild card, so Yellowstone also went last year. But this year, it's just it's eight teams, eight divisions, and you just have to win. You have to win in the playoffs. There's a best of three series, and you have to get through. You know, I think six teams qualify in our division this year, and so one and two get a bye, and then you know 3-6, 4-5, and then you know best of three all the way up until there's a winner, and then if we do that, we go to Chicago. So with all the other divisional winners of the different divisions. So
how's the attendance been this year, Jeff? Getting a pretty good crowd coming up there.
Yeah, things are definitely turning towards the the good situation. It's it's interesting, you know, we compete with typical high school sports, football, obviously, you know, can depending upon what night. I mean, I think we had a game on Crosstown, like good luck seeing anyone at the game. That, I mean, there were some loyal good fans there, but it's getting good. Traditionally, in the second half of the year too, we definitely grow our fan base, and but there's a hardcore group of fans that never leave, and we're super appreciative of that. But I expect our attendance to definitely increase here the next 3 months as we kind of push towards playoffs. I mean, I remember we had a regular season matchup at the end of the year; you couldn't move in that place. So
yeah,
we're excited about that.
Which is good. Yeah, I like that. I know you have a lot of special nights, like Saturday. You'll have the loaf and jug night, and all kinds of special things going on, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and Jim does a phenomenal job of promoting and certainly looking forward to that promotion as well.
Jeffrey, you know, my right-hand man, Steve Schreck, he covers a lot of Americans hockey for us, and Steve is a Detroit Red Wings man, which is difficult for me to stomach. I got to ask you this, man, because our Minnesota Wild are hotter than hot, aren't they?
They Jeff? Are.
And
They make me feel better about the Minnesota Vikings, I think, is what I
we're talking hockey here now.
No, I'm super excited. We watch almost every game here. We've got the NHL package, and I'm a huge fan. And, I mean, they got a good club. And again, same thing, like, however many games, 40 games left or whatever, there's a lot of hockey. But certainly fun to see them playing like that. I mean, they're just fired on all cylinders. I mean, the kid that scored the game-winning assist in overtime is a kid that led the league in the AHL last year, and just, I mean, they're just finding ways to win. And obviously, I think Bruce Boudreau is an incredible hire. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of postseason success, but I don't know why. And I think it was a steal to get him. And I think it's going to be fun to see how all that plays out.
Jeff, bring us up to date on some of the Americans alumni who have moved on from Great Falls and where they're at right now.
Yeah, so actually the cool story, so Richards Bernhards, he was a Latvian forward for us. He's playing in the North American League for a team in Springfield and doing incredibly well. And actually, during their break, the World Junior Championship is going on in Canada right now, and he was selected to play for Team Latvia. And so I've been watching them play. They've been struggling. They have a tough division, Team USA and Team Canada, and then Russia as well. Not the best division to be in, but at the same time, I'm watching them here on ESPN last night and the day before that. And so that's been really fun to see a kid that worked really hard here last year representing his country and kind of in a prime time moment. I saw two alumni, Lucas Lomax, ex-forward, and Connor Barta actually both came out to practice to hang out yesterday. That was fun to see them. Connor's playing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, doing a great job in college. And Lucas Lomax is at Northern Arizona University and doing an incredible job. Evan Hauser is still in Alaska, doing a good job. And
wow, sorry, what's that? You got a lot of them, Jeff, a lot of them.
Yeah, I could. It would take me a while, honestly, to rack through them all. It's been a blessed situation to get these kids that have worked really hard to play college hockey or higher levels. It's been nice.
Any idea what our favorite son Patrick Dwyer is up to these days?
I actually don't. I know. I think the last time I checked, he was maybe in overseas or something along those lines. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm sure he's playing hockey and doing a good job wherever he's at.
Of course, Patrick's a CMR graduate and played for several years with the Carolina Hurricanes. And I think the only Great Falls-born athlete who made it to the NHL, and certainly one of the greatest hockey players here ever, although probably know Terry Casey, who Sarge, would have been on the Olympic team way back when and was headed for professional hockey stardom until he was killed tragically in that car accident.
It is a different and very tough sport to play. There's no question about that. Yeah, I like that. Anything else you want to pass along, Jeff? Obviously, lots of folks are invited to come up and watch you guys play.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got a great hockey team. I'm just excited. I encourage anyone new that's listening that hasn't experienced that. It's really an awesome experience and a fun time, and I hope someone might find their way out there to experience it for the first time. Great atmosphere, and I promise you'll be hooked. How about that?
Yeah. So.
Thanks, Jeff, for joining us. Good luck to the Americans this weekend and throughout 2017.
Thanks, guys. Take care. As always, great catching up with you.
Glacier is where they're headed. Of course, they'll be in Havre on Friday, and then they'll be back home on a Saturday. Looking forward to that, and always a great time. We've got more sports chat coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk University of Great Falls Argos basketball. That's all coming your way. Brought to you by ProBuild in Great Falls. From start to finish, it's ProBuild. Sports chat continues on KINX 102.7 FM.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
When you're shopping for a new car or truck, you need to shop around. Do a little legwork, not paperwork.
Your loan's approved, Mr. Harris. Here's your check.
That's it? I'm done?
That's why we offer car loans to go. We'll get you behind the wheel in no time. Fergus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. The one place to go.
The one place to go.
With a history that goes back to 1902, the Bobcats plan to show the Big Sky Conference that they mean business.
And he pounds it in! Halftime is here! How about the first...
And we're joined by a couple of great athletes and coaching staff here from the University of Great Falls. Isaac Howard and Coach Owens, Anthony Owens joins us. And what a game last night, huh, guys? Coach, we'll start with you. Talk about that victory last night. You had to hold on, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We kind of controlled the game from tip, but probably about 9 minutes left, we kind of allowed them to. Our defense kind of gave up a couple threes and allowed them back into the game. And so to pull off the victory was big, though.
Yeah, talk about your entire team play, because you did get to use a lot of kids last night.
Yeah, we have a long rotation, which some guys like and some guys don't, but we play about 10 deep. And what I do, I mean, in the first half is when I do a lot of subbing, and then the second half I've kind of cut back on it a little bit, and it allows us to pressure. I mean, if you're playing as hard as you can, then, you know, for the minutes that you're getting, then you should be fine, and it helps our rotation and gets everybody minutes.
We'll talk to Isaac in a little bit, but highlight some of the other kids that are playing well for you right now.
Well, right now, Trayvon Bashir is playing really well. He's kind of on the offensive end. He's not great, but he did step up last night and hit a couple threes. He's getting a little bit more comfortable, but defensively, he's bringing a lot to the table. He's able to match up with almost anybody, and that's been a huge benefit for us. And Matt McGregor stepped up, coming off last night. I think he had 19, and I think he's averaging about 12 a game, but he's really stepping it up, and he's got a real calm and cool collective persona about him, and that's been really good.
You know, you talk about Trayvon and 16 boards last night. Pretty good effort. He's a hard-working dude.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. He's a pretty good passer, and then for him on the defensive end, he creates you extra opportunities, and then He doesn't give up a whole lot of offensive rebounds.
Talk about Sig a little bit, because he was injured before we went into that Christmas break, but he did play last night.
Yeah, he did play, and he played in Arizona, and we probably played him too many minutes, but he's still trying to come back, and you know, he's not in the flow of things. He played well down in Arizona, but you know, still offensively, he's not in the flow of things, and we're going to try to get him back into rhythm as well.
Anthony, you told me earlier in the week that we talked about the balance of your team, and you said, well, Isaac Howard, I'm going to ask a little bit more from him. I want him to shoot the basketball a little bit more, and sure enough, I think you should let him shoot all the time. 7-for-11 from three-point range last night. What a sharpshooter he is.
Well, I don't tell him not to shoot it. So, yeah, he has the green light to shoot the basketball, and I continue to tell him, if you're open, take a shot. I think you hurt us when you don't, because I know we're balanced, but sometimes his contested shots are better than some of our uncontested shots going to the basket. So he's shooting a pretty high percentage right now, and he's just got to continue, because when he doesn't shoot it, he hurts our team.
Isaac is here this morning, the former Shoto star. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning.
You got a pen? Write that down. Your coach just said you got the green light all the time. Tell me about your game last night, Isaac. You really must have been feeling it, because all seven of those threes you made were pretty pure.
I was just preparing for the game mentally ever since Arizona, because I knew they were a good team. And so I knew I had to be ready to play and knock down open shots and knock down contested shots and just have energy for the whole game to carry through to pick everyone up if we got down or something like that.
Well, this is a good winner to have the last name Howard. You know that here in Great Falls with Brendan. Brendan just setting the career scoring record over Great Falls High. Of course, you're no relation, but and you had a great high school career for yourself over there at Shoto. And talk a little bit to me about the transition from Class B Montana basketball to the Frontier Conference.
Definitely the size and strength of the players, and just the pace of the game is way faster than it is in high school. But I like it, because I like running. I like playing fast. So it was a fun transition.
How about last night when all of a sudden that 17-point lead was melting, and Calgary was hitting three-pointers? What'd you guys do on the floor to try to regroup?
We just started communicating more. I think that's where we kind of died off in. And then so once we got together as a team on the court and communicated more, we were able to pull out the win.
Anthony, I want to ask you one thing. You know, Matthew Brooks McGregor, this little guy, 5'8", little Caucasian guy from Butte College. What did you see in him? Obviously, 5'8". You wonder if that's going to translate to success at this level.
Well, trust me. When I got the call on him, I was questioning it as well. But when you watch film on him, he's actually doing pretty good here. But when you watch film on him, it wasn't like he was just great at anything, but his toughness, I felt like, could really help us, and it has. And, you know, it's carried over onto the offensive end for him, and I'm glad I took him.
He's very quick, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's quick, and he's very strong. And, again, he doesn't get rattled. So it's like, you know, if he misses a shot, it's because, you know, it was him doing it, and he might have rushed it, but he doesn't get rattled a whole lot. So, I mean, he's older, and he's just kind of, you know, down.
You've got some other guys, too, that I was very impressed with last night. You know, of course, Sigmund Farmer III, we've talked about him before and what a presence he brings toughness-wise to your squad. But late in the ball game, you know, Sergio Berkeley handling that basketball a lot when they were really stepping up their defensive pressure. He did a good job.
Yeah, Sergio is he's playing well at times. And one of the things he's got to understand, and he's been with me for 3 years, is he tries to do it on his own, and whether it's try to create for other people or try to do too much. And, you know, late in the half, he got an offensive foul that kind of hurt us as well. But he's very capable of being able to take over a game, but he tries to do too much at times.
And then Jared Schultz, we got to mention him, knocked down some free throws from you. You know, he's kind of an unsung guy from Stevensville High School, and he's an unselfish player, right, Anthony?
Yes, Jared is one of the guys that I you know, when I take him out of the game, I'm trying to figure out a way to get him back in, because he does a lot of things that you can't put in the stat book. He keeps the defense on their heels. He's always creating for other guys. He's a very unselfish player. I mean, there's times last night he was open, and I'm probably looking at him like, hey, take the shot. And instead, he either reverses it or, you know, finds a Like Isaac was hot last night, and he kicks it out to the corner for Isaac to get a three-point shot. And so he's a guy that you just love playing with and you love coaching. You know, he's just tough-nosed, and he brings it every night.
Well, I'm going to suggest right now, Anthony, you tell Jared to pass the ball to Isaac every time. Yeah. And just let Isaac shoot.
And Isaac, here's the deal. Shoot. Shoot it. Yeah. What has changed for you from last year to this year? It seems like you feel a lot more comfortable shooting the ball this year.
I just put in more work in the gym, I guess, to increase my game, and that gave me more confidence. And then meeting with Coach Owens and talking about the game and telling me to shoot the ball and give me the green light, you know, it's just more confidence. And so that's pretty much what's changed for me, is just my confidence level overall.
I had a chance to watch you, of course, play through high school and then into this level. You are committed to UGF, aren't you? You have been here all 4 years, and you're just going to ride this ride as long as you can, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm Arga.
Why is that?
Close to home, and I've just built a relationship with the town and people within the town, and I like it here, and I want to give back to the community, so I want to stay here.
Is this kind of on pace where you want to be this time of year, or are you a little behind, or you got some work to do? What do you think?
Pretty close to on pace. I have to come back in the fall to take more classes to graduate, but other than that, I'm right where I want to be.
Yeah. Talk about the Frontier Conference a little bit, and obviously we get a big game coming up on the 5th of January.
I think it's against Northern. I'm pretty sure they're undefeated, and they all can shoot like always, so it's going to be a tough game, but I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, give me your thoughts on Northern coming in. They can shoot the rock, can't they?
They can. I mean, they're always a team that can shoot it. Coach Hughes does a good job of going to get guys that fits his system, you know, of being able to make shots. And so they actually lost last night, and I know they're going to be hungry when we play them on the 5th, so it's going to be a good game to come to, and hopefully we're ready defensively and to attack them on the offensive end as well.
Can you guys stick around for a couple of minutes? We got to do a market report, but stick around here. Okay. We will come back in just a moment. We do want to get you up to date on this opening market report here on KINX 102.7. Our special guests, of course, my buddy Scott Manch and Isaac Howard and Coach Owens are here from the University of Great Falls Argos. We'll talk more with them in just a moment right here on KINX 102.7 FM.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Hotchkiss Seed is your professional seedsman who know farming. We as farmers are facing uncertain times as the markets continue to be volatile. It is becoming even more crucial to plant the right crop on the right acre. Hotchkiss Seed is here to help you with your farm planning, from crop selection to crop management to marketing. Give us a call to discuss your farm's needs and goals for this next spring. Hotchkiss Seed, your professional seedsmen who know farming. 466-5553.
Good morning, friends. It's time for your Commodity Open. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us right here on the Northern Ag Network. Well, this morning, both U.S. Live and feeder cattle futures at the CME are opening a little bit higher, thanks in part to some residual selling and, of course, a little bit of short covering on this Wednesday morning. Looking at some of those prices, U.S. Live cattle futures for February up 22 at 116.22. The April's up 22 at 114.20, and June's up 12 at 104.75. In the feeder cattle market this morning, January's up 2 cents at 129.97. The March up 12 at 126.07. And April feeder cattle futures up 22 at 125.70. Here at midweek, cash cattle picture out there still pretty quiet, but last week those choice fed steers and heifers $2 to $5 better. And yesterday's box beef cutout was up 27 cents at $198.54.
Hello, this is Bill Coffey, CEO of Stockman Bank. Stockman Bank is Montana's largest private family-owned bank. We operate only in Montana. At Stockman Bank, we do things differently. Our loans are designed specifically for Montana's ag producers. Our local ag lenders know the territory and the unique challenges Montana producers face. With local decisions and quick turnaround, it is no wonder Stockman is Montana's largest ag lender. Stockman Bank, Montana banking, pure and simple. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Firestone and Tire-Rama, the leader in the field, only at your local Montana and Wyoming Tire-Rama store.
Well, after finishing higher yesterday, we're kind of off to a sluggish start for the U.S. grain future markets on this Wednesday morning. KC winter wheat futures for March up a quarter at 419, but as we look to May, it's down a quarter at 429 and three quarters, and July's down three quarters at 440 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat prices for March right now down a half at 538 and a half. The May is holding steady at 535, and July is down one and a half at 536. Chicago soft wheat for March down a penny and a quarter at 408 and some change. The May down one and a half at 420. In the soybean and corn market, March corn down three quarters at 354 and a quarter, and those January soybeans down five at 1009 and three quarters, and March soybeans down four and a half at 1019 and three quarters. That's your Commodity Open. I'm Russell Nimitz.
Thanks for joining us right here on Sports Chat. KINX 102.7. I want to say thank you to ProBuild from start to finish. ProBuild will take care of you. It is 47 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we continue with our conversation this morning. Scott, we've got a couple of great athletes and a past athlete and a great coach with us this morning, don't we?
All right. We've got Anthony Owens, the head coach of the UGF men's basketball program, and Anthony was an all-conference player here for the Argos back a couple of years ago. He's still in great shape. Looks like he could still play. And of course, he was an assistant at Portland State before he was hired here a few years ago to run the Argo program. And Anthony, what do you think about that Big Sky race? Have you allowed yourself to take a look at it? Portland State's off to a pretty good non-conference slate here.
Yeah, I keep in touch with it because I got some friends that's in that league. And so it looks like it's going to be tough again. And, yeah, they're looking pretty good. Them and I think Eastern Washington. I can't remember who's – who's the other team that's
right
there,
Eastern, and Weber State's always a favorite in the conference, and Travis DeCure and the University of Montana, I'm sure, have something to say about it.
Oh, yeah. I think people are looking at their record and seeing Montana being down, but I would not want to play them, I can tell you that.
No, and they've played a lot of teams already, you know, that we've heard of. Sarge, they've already played USC's in the top 25. They played North Carolina State out of the ACC, Ole Miss out of the SEC, so they've played a tough slate so far.
They have. They're going to be one to reckon with, and at the end of the year, I think those games are going to help them, and they're going to be at the top of the, you know, top half of the league.
Well, the Frontier Conference men's standings right now, you've got Northern on top, 2-0 in the conference, 11-1 overall, and Montana Western 2-0 and 11-1 overall. You've got Carroll, who the Argos will play next weekend in Helena, right after the, I think it's January 5th on Thursday night. We've got Northern here, and then we go to Helena to play.
And a six, yeah.
And they're 11-1, and you got LC State. Oh, yeah, LC's not too shabby. They're 11-3. I mean, man, it's a tough conference, too.
It is, and all of us have played pretty good teams. You know, we were down in Arizona last week, and Western and Rocky both went and beat Hope, who was, I think, 15th in the country. And Tech had a chance to beat Arizona Christian. We had a chance to beat Southwestern Christian. So our league is pretty good, and it's going to be interesting how it turns out, because I think everybody's ranked except for us, Tech, and Rocky right now. And so it's going to be a challenging year.
Well, I want to ask Isaac about the great Shoto Bulldog tradition. And Isaac, you were part of a team coached by Larry Lucero that got to the state tournament, I think, first time in many, many years. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and of course, after you left school, no coincidence, but you know, the program has continued to build, and they've won back-to-back Class B championships. And this season, there are three Shoto alumni in the Frontier Conference. Are you friends with those guys?
Yeah, very close, actually.
That's, let's see, we're talking about Dylan Pannebecker.
Yep.
And
Derek DeRosier.
Derek DeRosier. Right. Two of them, I think Derek and Dylan are both playing right
Derek
now as
and
true
Colin.
Freshmen.
All right. Oh, yeah, they're playing. And then Derek and Colin are at Western together.
And then the other player you mentioned, let's see, Derek DeRosier, Colin Achenbach, and
Dylan Pannebecker.
And Dylan. So which one's redshirting?
Colin Achenbach is redshirting.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see those guys I don't know if they'll guard you, but if they do, they're going to have some trouble, I think.
Well, I mean, just along when I'm in the gym in the summertime, they're in there with me. You know, they like to work out just as much as I do, and they work out with Matty Ludke all the time. And so they know how I like to play and stuff like that, but I think they're a little smaller, so they might have trouble a little bit.
Well, Matt Ludke, we had him on our show, Sarge, a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, he's a great shooter, too. He had set records, you know, during his high school and college career. Now, can he beat you in horse or not?
Maybe back in the day, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Ooh, challenge. I hear a challenge coming in here. Oh, that is good. Who's the toughest players that you come up against in this conference in the last 3 years? Is there someone that guards you just, oh, man, I can't believe he's on me again? Is there someone that comes to mind? Or
The only person I can really think of right now is Tech had a player last year that was about 6'7". He was big and strong. And he was just physical. He could jump. He's athletic, strong. You know, he was a tough matchup just because he was so big and he was strong. So
is Carroll a team that, or is there a team that you would, you know, I guess you look forward to playing that you get kind of fired up for and say, all right, this is the one we got to win tonight?
Carroll and Northern, definitely the two teams I look forward to playing the most, just because there's a little rivalry there, and I also know some of the players on each team, so it's like just a nice competition.
Yeah.
So,
do you have a little talking out on the floor now and again, and kind of, hey, nice shot, or I'm slamming this one in your face next time?
Definitely. On the court, they know that we're not friends, but it's out of respect. So we just love playing each other because we know we're out there to compete. And after the game, we can talk about it. But during the game, it's all about business.
What's it like playing with this team this year?
It's great. Everyone's on page, I think, or getting really close to being on the same page and playing upbeat and playing fast, and I think everybody's starting to realize the role in the team, and it's coming together.
Yeah. Coach, are you where you want to be right now as we go into this new year? Is this kind of where you want the team to be?
We're getting where we need to be. You know, everybody starts out really good, as you were rattling off the records there. You know, I wasn't too concerned. Yeah, I want to win games, but I was more into trying to get better and trying to get these guys together as a group. And I think it's coming along. We got a couple guys that still – I haven't had my whole team on the floor yet. And so, you know, I don't want to be there. But I think playing-wise right now, we're about where we need to be and want to be.
Yeah. Obviously, you and I have talked a lot about your defense and the mixing that up, and that really sparks your offense. I mean, you got kids that can score. You just got to stop the other team from doing it, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And you know, sometimes I think that might hurt us as far as offensive goes because I'm so defensive-minded. But, you know, it's worked for me in my career, you know, everywhere I've been, just stick with it. And I think so far we haven't done a good job of our man press, but we'll get where we need to be.
Who do you think is a favorite, Anthony? And do you feel like the Argos, you know, could emerge come tournament time as one of the top teams in the league?
I definitely think we can emerge. I think the favorite right now is definitely Carroll. Even though they took the loss to the Western, I think they're the favorites right now. But I definitely think we can emerge. And I think when we get going on all cylinders, there's not anybody in the conference that wants to play us.
Isaac, what's the big difference between playing at home? I'm sure you're looking forward to a big crowd when MSU Northern comes to town next Thursday, but the big difference between playing at home and on the road in the Frontier in terms of how you have to prepare yourself?
Just knowing that when you're on the road that you and the team that you came with is the only people that you got out there. So you have to stick together no matter what. You know, playing at home, you know, there's a crowd behind you and you got family and friends in the crowd you can hear to maybe help you pick up your game a little bit. But on the road, you just got to stick together and keep your mind calm.
Well, you're playing with some guys that have not been through the rigors of the Frontier Conference yet. As a senior, have you tried to provide leadership and let those guys know exactly what they're going to be up against?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I tell them all the time that, you know, when we're at home, it's us against when we're away, it's us against everyone else, and that we're probably not going to get many calls, and we just have to play through it, and no matter what, always play hard and do what we can to come out with the win.
Coach, you mentioned you hadn't quite had your whole team on the floor at the same time yet. Who are some guys that you're expecting to get back that fans should be looking for here in the coming weeks?
Well, Andre Slavik is one. I mean, he provides size for us, and it allows us to move Trayvon over to the four and move Isaac back to the wing and move Sig back to the wing. And so he's one. We got one of our low guards, Davion Oliver. He's been out for a couple games, suspended him for a couple games. And then we got Tamari Dixon, who is missing right now. So he'll be back sooner or later. And then, but Andre Slavik's the main one because he creates size. And then we just got John McCarr back last night. Yeah. So that's the first game that he's been able to play. And so, you know, we're getting our size back. And I think it just helps us because it moves guys back to their natural positions and we can play a little bit bigger.
John had some big rebounds, you know, late in the game that really helped you, too. You talk about Andre Slava. He's 6'9", former Idaho State player, right, Anthony?
Correct.
So he can change matchups a little bit. And as you said, if you can move Isaac out to the wing at the small forward, you know, he can maybe be more effective and find a few more shots.
Well, yeah, he will. And what we'll probably do is move him. We'll have a bigger lineup at times where we can move him to the two and either Sig or Questly to the three, and then you got, and we'll have more of a defensive lineup out there at times.
You know, it strikes me, Sarge, you talk about Coach Owens has got a deep, deep roster, and probably the most important thing about building team chemistry, you got to have an unselfish team, don't you? Because there's only so many minutes, right, Anthony?
That's correct. And you got to sell that it's about winning and it's about your team, and those guys got to buy into it. And you know, unfortunately, when I recruit, I let guys know exactly what they're getting into when I recruit them. Yeah. I don't say, hey, you're going to start and this and that. Hey, we got a rotation. Right. You better be ready to go.
And that means, Isaac, when you're out there, you can't be loafing, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Guys, we appreciate the fact that you come in and visit with us. Good luck this year, and we look forward to following you through the tournaments. Coach, it's always nice to see you guys. So.
Thank you for having us.
Isaac, have a good year.
Thank you, you too.
That is going to wrap it up for Sports Chat here this morning. And, of course, we've got more sports coming up as we roll through. We've got the Bobcats coming up tonight. Make sure you join us for that. Thank you to ProBuild for bringing you Sports Chat right here on KINX 102.7 FM.
This community awareness message is brought to you by the Bighorn Barn Grill, where their motto is, happiness starts in the tummy. Taste the freshness with their new menu, open every day.